If you're driving home from work right now, you're probably dealing with wet roads, maybe even a little snow. UDOT's traffic cameras show a fresh coating of powder along Parleys and the Cottonwood Canyons. But UDOT's plow drivers haven't had to deal with much snow so far this season. UDOT operations manager Roger Franz says on nights like tonight, they send out the plows even if the snow is minimal.
Every route has enough plows to cover all the lanes on them. So we'll be out. We'll still pre-treat for ice. We'll do all our normal thing. We're either pushing a half inch or an inch. It just depends on how heavy the storm is and how long it lasts.
Fran says even on dry days, they're keeping busy.
So one of the things that we have to keep up on is sweeping. There's a lot of road debris. And when we're plowing constantly through the winter, you don't see sweepers out a lot. But we have to do a lot of sweeping. We've been able to clean a lot of our drainage. And one of the big things for us is the signs. So we have different crews that help us. Everyone with UDOT participates in the snow plan. And we have special crews that fix signs and do guardrail, those type of things. So we're able to catch up on all of that work, get ahead of things.
So what about the money? Well, the state budget's about $24 million for snow removal. Last year, UDOT went about $5 million over budget. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says we'll do the opposite this year.
If we have a normal snow year from here on out, we're looking at about $15.5, $16 million that we'll have spent on the snow removal budget. It'll be rolled over into the spring maintenance program, and so we'll be able to address culverts, we'll be able to address crack sealing, really things that extend the life of our road and improve safety.
That's a lot better than last winter when UDOT had to take money from its contingency fund and its spring maintenance budget just to cover the cost of snow removal.